Is your radio station maximizing its website for email newsletter signups? Well, today we'll give you some powerful strategies to get more signups and to increase listener engagement.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Be sure that you are subscribed to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. And if you're watching it on YouTube, be sure that you like and subscribe there as well. And if you like this content, be sure to share it out with your radio colleagues. Well, again, thank you so much for tuning in this week. This week, we're talking about email newsletter signups and getting the most, doing everything that you can to get the most newsletter signups and to build your email database. You know, when visitors land on your website, what do you envision them doing? This is a fundamental question when you're defining your website goals. Sure, you may have news, contests, events. You want visitors to do all of these things. But one of the things that you should be wanting your visitors to do is to be signing up for your newsletter, your email database. Why? Well, in one of our previous podcasts, we go into 7 reasons why you should start an email newsletter. We'll give you a link to that in the show notes. All right, so the first thing to do whenever you're wanting to place these little sign-up things around your website is to define a good call to action. Why should somebody sign up and give you their email address? Because they know they're going to get something from you, but how often is it going to come? What kind of information is going to be in that? Just a simple sign up for our newsletter does not cut it. There has to be some sort of clear call to action, and then define how often they're going to receive that newsletter. Is it going to be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly? And what's going to be inside of it? Whenever you can, when you can be more transparent with what they're going to get and what you're going to do for them, then there's more likely for them to give you that information and to sign up for your database. So be sure to clarify and to fulfill all expectations. Clarity is really the crucial part of this because you're kind of maintaining a small relationship and building a trust for them to give you their email address. Everybody gets so much email that's just more, it's just junk. Well, 67% of people, they unsubscribe to everything that they get just because they get so much in their email box. But for the content that they're looking for, it's going to be valuable and they know how often it's going to come, that's going to be very valuable to your subscribers. So they're more likely to sign up and to remain signed up going into the future. I'm really speaking from experience on this because as I'm researching this blog post, I look to our website and we only have a link to our newsletter in our header and our footer. That was it. There was no other place on the website where you could sign up. So unless you were really interested in signing up for another newsletter and getting another piece of email in your inbox, then nobody was going to click on those pages whatsoever. So that clearly let us know that we needed to do something different. And we've actually implemented a few of the guidelines that we're going to be talking about today. So let's talk about some innovative methods to capture email addresses. Remember, you don't have to do all of these simultaneously because if you have sign-up forms all over your website, that's going to overwhelm the content that you have. The content is the main reason that people come to your website, so you don't want to overwhelm that and be everywhere you look. There's another sign-up form for your newsletter because you've got to think about the people who have already signed up for your newsletter. They don't need to sign up for your newsletter again, so all of that stuff would be way too much. So here's a list of opportunities that you can use to capture email addresses on your radio station website. Number one is intelligent pop-ups. They can appear in all kinds of different shapes and sizes. Some appear in the middle of the page. Some appear down in the bottom. Maybe they'll slide in from the side. Some appear as the visitor tries to exit the page. You'll actually see when you move your mouse outside of the browser window, you'll all of a sudden get this little pop-up. Hey, wait, don't you want to get this great insight each and every week? So this is called an exit intent pop-up. So like I said, there's all kinds of pop-ups that you can use for this. Number two is a streaming gateway. We've seen some players, I know SecureNet has a player to where you can put a form before it gets to your stream. It's not gated, so you don't have to input your email address every time. You can say, no thanks. But this is a great way to, again, get more newsletter subscribers. And again, that call to action there on what they're going to receive if they do sign up is very important, because if it's just another form that I have to fill out, then no. The answer is going to be no. I'm not going to fill that out just to listen to your stream, because if that is a contingent on me listening, I got somewhere else to be. So don't make it contingent on somebody listening to your stream. Just make it an option for them. And just another place that you can put a sign up form to get more email subscribers. Then there's your website sidebar. This is the place where most of the most common place for a newsletter sign up form to be, down in the sidebar of your website. That's that little strip on the right or the left side. Unfortunately, the calls to action in these small boxes do not convert. Just a simple subscribe to our newsletter with an email box, that doesn't tell me anything about what I'm going to get, how often I'm going to get. It might as well, to me, be a box that if I put my email address in here, that you're going to sell it to some place and I'm going to be inundated with spam for the rest of my life. So be sure that you have that clear call to action if you're going to use it in the sidebar. You can also put a newsletter sign up within your content. Let's say you have a news website and you're delivering news each and every day, you're publishing news, and or your events or whatever. Below that content, you can say, hey, would you like to get great insight like this or great news headlines like this every single day or every week or every month? Sign up here. So that is a great place to put that that newsletter sign up, because you obviously already have somebody engaged with your content who came to your website because they clicked on a news article or an event post or something like that. If it comes to me every single day, I don't have to go searching for it. It's going to be in my inbox and I can just click on it from there. So that makes it, there's a value there to the people that are signing up. You can also have a contest integration. So when people sign up for a contest, they have a little checkbox down at the bottom saying, hey, sign up for our newsletter also and get news insights each and every week. Now, some marketers will tell you, well, hey, if people come to your website and they sign up for a contest, you have their email address, go ahead and add it to your newsletter database. We strongly disagree with that advice, because there's no explicit consent that they're signing up their email address to be on your newsletter. It only takes one angry subscriber to hit this is spam, and that could totally negate your newsletter while you work that whatever that reason that they clicked this is spam out with your newsletter subscription service. Some newsletter subscription services like Constant Contact, MailChimp, Mad Mimi, if one person hits this is spam, they will completely delete your account and they'll just shut you down. So you want to be very, very careful that everybody that you have on your email list has given you consent to be there. I've seen people with massive databases go through, and just because one person has hit this is spam, they had to move their list over to a different subscriber program. So do be careful that you don't do that. You don't automatically, just because I have an email address, let's sign it up for our email database. Please don't do that. There's also event pages. If you're have an events calendar on your website, and you're showcasing events in your newsletter like area concerts and live music and that sort of thing, well, then below each one of your events, go ahead and put an email sign up there and say, hey, we have a full event calendar that we update each and every week, and we email you weekly on what's happening in our town, in the music scene or whatever like that. Be sure that you are subscribed. So that is a good place to put that. It's like putting it at the bottom of your news post content, but under events. And then there's the comments section. If you enable comments on your website and you have that interaction on your posts and all of your content that you are producing, then have a little check mark down there, kind of similar to what you're doing with contests, but have it in the comments section. Hey, sign up for our newsletter, because chances are everybody that posts a comment will give you an email address just in order. It's not going to be visible on the front end, but it's just so the admins know who to block if they need to block somebody. So have that as an option as well. Then there's the 404 page. Now, a 404 page is a page that appears if somebody's gone to some wrong location on the website. They've either maybe typed in part of the address wrong, or maybe it's a post that no longer exists anymore, and they see this 404 page. That is a good opportunity to put a newsletter sign-up form there, because, hey, you didn't find what you're looking for, but if you want the latest from us each and every day or each and every week, then sign up for our newsletter here. So at least they're not going away with nothing. So the 404 page is a good place to put that. Live chat engagements. If you have live chat on your radio station website, and more than likely you're going to have a name, email, and maybe you have another little checkbox there. Sign up for our newsletter as well. So that is another just place that anywhere that you can really get an email address from someone, you can have a check mark, a box, or something like that. This is sign up for our newsletter as well. And then there's live events. If you're still taking, remember those little paper things that we used to do at the remotes? If you're still doing those, have a little check mark box on that little form saying, hey, sign up for our newsletter. And be sure that you are explicit on there that, hey, we're not sharing this with the car dealership that we're at or anything like that. It's just that we want to know if you want to sign up for our newsletter. And if you do have anything sponsored like that, have another checkmark box that you may sell to the client that says sign up for their email newsletter. All right, so there's different opportunities that you can do and where you can capture email addresses and in places where it would benefit the station and it would benefit the client. So wrapping up, employing all of these strategies, again, you don't want to do all of them at one time because that would just inundate your website visitors with all of these forms, but it can all quickly grow your email database. And the reason why, well, we give you 7 reasons. Again, we're going to link to those in the show notes, why you want to start an email newsletter. A-B test. See which one of these works better for you. And when one method starts falling off, kind of switch it up. Do something else. Maybe you only run a pop-up for a short period of time, because if you see pop-ups on the website every time you go there, it's going to get old. So maybe pop-ups are not the long-term solution. They may work better, but you may see your website traffic go down over time because they're just tired of seeing the pop-ups. But it's crucial, again, to have those exceptional calls to action. What am I going to get? How often am I going to get it? And that is that that transparency is going to help you get more of those newsletter subscribers, and hopefully that great content that you give them each and every day or each and every week and each and every month will keep them subscribed and even get more subscribers to your great content. All right. Hopefully this information helps you. If it has, please share it out to your radio colleagues. Like, subscribe. We so much appreciate anything that you do that can put this content in front of more radio station people that actually need to help their radio station website. Hey, do you need help with your radio station website? That's what we're here for. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit BetterRadioWebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit SkyrocketRadio.com.